So we'll start here.
Okay.
So this room, we had this.
Amir Khalil is showing me around his duplex off of South Lamar. He and his girlfriend, Emily Thomas, bought the house in February, but so far it doesn't feel quite like home.
All the electrical, we have no outlets. All the electrical is torn out. This is our only sink.
We're looking at the damage that's left over from an incomplete remodel job on the house. As first-time homebuyers, Khalil and Thomas had their hearts set on this neighborhood, but that meant settling for a house that required some fixing up. Khalil interviewed several general contractors before landing on one he felt he could trust. He says they started out with small jobs like retiling the laundry room, and at first things were going smoothly. But then checks started bouncing. Khalil says some of the subcontractors weren't getting paid and began hounding him for money. He says he reached out to the contractor trying to work out a payment plan.
Finally, he just admits it. I spent the money. I mismanaged the job. I never even bought the materials. The money's gone.
Fixing this mess became a full-time job. Khalil spent his evenings filing police reports, writing to city officials, even the Texas Attorney General. He was shocked to learn that even if the contractor failed to pay other workers and suppliers, Khalil himself was legally responsible.
I have to repay subcontractors, I have liens on the house, and it's just like, as a first-time home buyer, I'm just like, what have I done? Like, what? There's no resources to help me out. I'm kind of on my own.
Then one night, Khalil thought he found a state agency that could help, the Texas Residential Construction Commission, or TRCC. It provided oversight to home builders, remodelers, and construction companies, and helped resolve disputes with homeowners. The only problem? It was abolished in 2009.
What the TRCC was about was seeing if you could have an administrative agency that would make it easier to address these concerns so they didn't have to go to court, which can be a very long, drawn-out, and expensive process.
That's William Lutz, former managing editor of the Lone Star Report. He was covering the Texas Capitol when the TRCC was in effect. Lutz says from its inception, several lawmakers had concerns about the agency's legitimacy.
It changed the yardstick that was used to determine what was a construction defect that you could take action on. It gave this commission, which was very favorable to the builders, a whole lot of discretion over how that worked.
The commission inspected hundreds of claims of home defects, but a majority of those cases ended up going to court anyway. In a state survey, about 69% of homeowners said the TRCC did not help them resolve disputes with builders. Some questioned, was the agency really providing oversight, or was it just helping builders avoid lawsuits?
You know, a lot of times there's this attitude at the Capitol that business is always opposed to regulation, and that regulation is always sticking up for the little guy opposed to some large entity. And a lot of times in real life, it's not that simple. Sometimes businesses wind up embracing regulation because it solves problems for them.
But when Sunset Advisory Commission staff reviewed whether or not the agency should continue, they concluded that it was never meant to provide meaningful oversight. So without any state regulation, some local municipalities have taken the matter into their own hands. San Marcos, for example, requires all contractors to register with the city. They also need to pass a construction course. Steve Van Patten is the chief building official with the city of San Marcos. He says city leaders were hearing complaints from residents about building doing subpar work.
And there was nothing in place to actually stop these folks. And I guess that's kind of something we see across, you know, in many jurisdictions across the state of Texas. So what they did is they decided they would put some requirements in place to qualify those individuals.
Today, San Marcos has 208 contractors registered with the city. Austin, by contrast, does require licenses for some specialized contractors, but not for general contractors like the kind Amir Khalil hired.
Maybe they tried something that wasn't successful, but at this point, it seems like anything is better than nothing. Specifically with the amount of growth we're experiencing in Austin, it's like a a perfect target for anyone who wants to commit these kind of actions.
Khalil says this has to have happened to other homeowners in Austin and around Texas. But for now, creating new regulations isn't a priority for state lawmakers. The legislative session that starts in January is expected to focus on shrinking revenues, problems with child protective services, and education funding. But no one is campaigning on home builder regulations. Saida Hassan, KUT News.